Now you'll notice in verse 4 that this restoration plan is Christ. The light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Now let me preach to you the three R's here. Christ the Redeemer. That's his cross work. I hope you understand what our Lord accomplished at Calvary. I hope you understand why he gave up his life unto death and gave himself as a sin bearer. The work of the Redeemer. This is the way back to God. You need a Redeemer. Then there is Christ the Reconciler.
Welcome again to Let the Bible Speak. This is Pastor Ian Gollaher from the Free Presbyterian Church. We're bringing you the message of the gospel today, and I trust the Lord has ministered to your heart. We have come to this missionary theme. If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. The responsibility to take the message of the cross, the message of the empty tomb, the living Christ who hath conquered grave, death, and hell, and purchase salvation for men, this message needs to be preached in all the world. And this is the great missionary mandate where the Lord Jesus said to his disciples, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and lo, I am with you always. And it behoves every minister, every missionary, every gospel church to fulfill this great mandate to reach a lost world with the good news that the Lord Jesus Christ saves from sin. And I trust that today that your heart is rejoicing and that you are telling forth the good news of the gospel. I hope that you'll stay tuned with us as we turn today to 2 Corinthians 4, where we read, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This shining is absolutely necessary. There's a shining in the heart, there's a shining in the life, and there's a shining in the world that we are about. May the Lord bless you today as we turn to the pulpit ministry of our Free Presbyterian Church. But firstly, we have a hymn, Be Thou Exalted.
Be thou exalted forever and ever, God of eternity, the Ancient of Days. Wondrous in majesty, so mighty in wisdom, perfect in holiness and worthy of praise. Be thou exalted, thy seraphs and angels. Be thou exalted, with harp and with song. Saints in their anthems of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen. Be thou exalted, O Son of the Highest, gracious Redeemer, our Savior and King. One with the Father, co-equal in glory, here at thy footstool our homage we bring. Be thou exalted, O Spirit eternal, dwell in our hearts, keep us holy within. Feed us each day with thy heavenly manna, healer of wounded hearts, thy praises we sing. Be thou exalted by seraphs and angels. Be thou exalted with harp and with song. Saints in their anthems of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen. Be thou exalted by seraphs and angels. Be thou exalted with harp and with song. In their anthems of rapture adore thee. Thine be the glory forever. Amen.
Others, they took the other extreme, and they said, if you go and preach to them, then they will be lost because they will reject the message you have. They're happy the way they are. Leave them alone. Now, this was English Christianity. Baptist, William Carey was a Baptist. And this was the attitude. You don't go to these people. They don't need the gospel. But William Carey persisted. Now, you do know that there are people today, and they think that the heathen, or people that have never heard the name of Jesus, never heard the gospel, that if they never hear the name of Jesus, that they can still be saved, that through the light of nature or the light of their own religion, that God will not condemn them to an eternity in hell, because they've never heard the name of Jesus. What did Paul the Apostle say? If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That Sunday evening, I was showing a clip of a video produced by the Reverend DeCanio, where Dr. Billy Graham was interviewed by Robert Schuller at the Crystal Palace Cathedral. And this was his very statement. People can be saved who have never heard the gospel. It's not true. And that's why we need missionaries. That's exactly why we need missionaries. And that's why we must never give up this gospel. Because there are people in this world who are perishing because they've never heard the name of the Lord Jesus. And if they die as they are, they will go out into eternity lost. Now, I could build the argument for the reasons for that. Romans chapter 1, the light of creation, the conscience of man. There is sufficient light to condemn, but there is not sufficient light to save. That's why we need this Bible. It's special revelation. That's why we need to preach the gospel. And that's why tonight you are one of the privileged in this world. You've not only heard the name of Jesus, but you've had the gospel preached to you week in and week out. And tonight you know that you're lost. Oh, you need to fess up to it. You need to come to an acknowledgement of your lost condition. And what if you die as you are tonight? That's the impact of the revelation of the gospel, the light of the knowledge of the glorious gospel of Christ needs to shine in. So that's the revelation of souls. I want us to look here at the restoration of souls. It's called here the glorious gospel. It's glorious good news for it is indeed the message of restoration. Now, restoration is the good news that there's a way back to God. There's a way for a lost soul to be wonderfully saved. You can walk the plank as they did into Noah's Ark. There's a way in. There's a door. There is opportunity. There's mercy. There's an invitation. There's a gospel call. There is the outstretched welcome of the Lord. Now you'll notice in verse 4 that this restoration plan is Christ. The light of the glorious gospel of Christ. Now let me preach to you the three R's here. Christ the Redeemer. That's his cross work. I hope you understand what our Lord accomplished at Calvary. I hope you understand why he gave up his life unto death and gave himself as a sin bearer. The work of the Redeemer. This is the way back to God. You need a Redeemer. Then there is Christ the Reconciler. And that is that he intercedes. He's there to pray for you. Do you need a mediator tonight? Do you need a Savior? Do you need one that will take your sin and represent you before God? It's the gospel of Christ. And then he is Christ the Revealer. And I'll take you here, please, to chapter 3 and verse 14. But their minds were blinded. Until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Now, here's a people that have heard it all. But there was a veil over their eyes. What is it that opens eyes? Who is it that opens eyes? It's the Lord Jesus himself. He is that revealer. But unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Opening the minds, opening your understanding, bringing you to that personal knowledge of the Lord God. Tonight, that's what you need. That's what people need in Liberia, Nepal, Jamaica. Whatever missionary will go with the gospel, he is dependent upon this working of the Spirit. The Lord must go with them, ministering the word. We too in this church are totally dependent upon this enlightening, restoring work of the Lord. That's why we have prayer meetings in this church. And perhaps we're praying for you. Maybe you would ask, would you pray for me? Wouldn't that be a good beginning? Pray for me. I need to grasp the gospel. That brings me tonight to the responsibilities we have toward a lost world. In verse 5, you'll notice that we need Christians with a servant spirit. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. The word servants there is that Greek word doulos. And if you were a doulos in the Greek world, you were a slave without any rights, without any privileges. You sold yourself into service, a bond slave. And we need Christians with that servant spirit, so constrained that they're willing to endure, persevere, and even give their lives to the service of the Lord. You may have read of the Moravian missionaries who sold themselves into slavery that they might preach to slaves, or sold themselves into leper colonies that they could take the gospel to lepers. That's the missionary spirit. And that's the kind of Christians we need, the Lord's church needs. We need churches with a Christ-centered witness. Look at verse 5. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord. Oh, I wish that here in Canada that where you see the sign Christian Church, that they were Christ-centered churches. Not the entertainment, not the world, not the social message, not the psychology of men, but truly the message of the Savior, the expounding, explaining of what Jesus, the Son of God, can do for a sinner's soul. Soul winners have to take that work. And you'll notice in verse 7, to do that work, we need to become earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God. The earthen vessel, of course, was nothing pretty. It was not brass, silver, or gold. It was just clay. And God has chosen, for his own honor and glory, that he puts this gospel into clay pots. That's you and me. It's all we are. Clay pots. For the simple reason that he will receive the glory, that the power and honor will all be his. And we have to take that place of the clay pot. That means we're not here to promote ourselves, but Christ. He's the center. He's the focus. We also need believers that are holy examples. If you look at verse 10, it says, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Now you'll notice it's the body. There's practical godliness. God can use your body. It's a clay vessel. But if we're willing to die to self, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest. And as we decrease, he increases. John the Baptist knew that. Do you know that tonight? Do you apply that? If we are going to be missionaries or have a missionary spirit, we need this dying to self, self-interest, and a burden and a desire to be a living example and light to the world. Back in verse 8, you'll notice that we need workers who have sacrificial endeavors. We're troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body. Here he is, showing the sufferings, the sacrifices that he makes. The physical scars of Paul the Apostle were always visible. In the book of Galatians chapter 6, he talked about those scars for the gospel's sake. How many times had he been beaten? How many times had he been buffeted, mobbed? How many times had he been shipwrecked in deprivation? Ever there's a man that body was racked for the gospel's sake was Paul. We need that same gospel spirit. How could we begin to calculate what Paul did for the gospel? And as you stack up his service for the Lord with ours, how do you feel about it? How do you think about it? You'll notice in verse 11, for we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus may be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Here is an attitude, a missionary spirit, by which he is sold out to everything and anything that he might accomplish the great goal of preaching Christ to sinners. What sacrifices it involved. And we know that Paul was willing for the prison cell and death itself. Now let me ask you a question tonight. What sacrificial endeavors are you making to win one soul to Christ. Just one. This is going out of our own little comfort zone, going beyond our own personal needs to become a missionary, to be a witness, to lead some soul to Christ. Most people will say, I don't have the time. Most people will say, I'm too timid. How could I ever get started? Well, we need the heart and the will before we go. I wonder, has the reality of your responsibility hit home to you? If our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. That could be someone in Jamaica tonight that don't know the gospel, that need the light of salvation. Or it could be somebody that you meet with every day, you interact with on a daily basis. And you've got to put a note up with that name on it, lost without Christ. And it takes us and faces us with the reality that we might send the light and bring them the gospel. I want to close tonight with just a short list. I want you to think of what missionaries must give up to be effective on the mission field. Firstly, they need to give up secular employment and earnings, whatever walk of life they're in. They need to give up homeland and families. They need to give up culture with which they're familiar. They need to give up the comforts of this life. They need to give up security for the future. They know not what the future holds. On the mission field, they endure the risk of being totally misunderstood. In a foreign land by foreign people, it has been the experience of so many missionaries, and they are at risk of being hated in society. I wonder tonight, do you have the missionary spirit that you're willing to pay the price that you might bring the light, the knowledge of the Lord Jesus to some soul? We're all commanded to go. There's not one here tonight that is not commanded to go with the gospel. We're all commanded, and we're all to have that missionary spirit. I wonder, is there someone here? And this, on this Easter Sunday, we have rejoiced in the death of our Lord and his resurrection, the glorious zeal and energy that it brings to the Christian message. Who will go? Who will be that messenger? Whether it's on the mission field or people next door. I want you to be a missionary this week. I set before you the challenge that before you put your head on the pillow tonight, pray, Lord, this week, make me a missionary to some soul. Enable me to make a phone call, make a visit, get somebody offside, seek an opportunity, give them the gospel. If you can use our booklets, A New Beginning, you're welcome to have some. Use them wisely, and may the Lord make you a missionary in the week to come. For if this gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Then about our homes and families, how we need to see the family circle gathered in. May the Lord answer our cries and mother's prayers and tears for that son or daughter that needs to be saved. This is why, because of our gospel's hid.
Thank you for listening to our Let the Bible Speak broadcast. This is Ian Gollaher. If you missed part of today's program or would like to hear it again, you can find it archived by program date on our website. Just go to www.ltbs.ca. You'll also find our podcast button on the top of the homepage of our website. We are on the air Sundays 9:30 a.m. for our full church broadcast, and Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. on this station to bring you the gospel from our Free Presbyterian Church in Cloverdale. We also invite you to our church services, Sundays 10:30 and 6 p.m. Yes, we have an evening preaching service in our church at 6 p.m. Through our website, you can listen and view our church services at 10:30 and 6 p.m. Click on the Live Now button on the home page of our website. Or if you would like to talk with me one-on-one as a pastor, please give me a call. The phone number is 604-576-1091. The mailing address is 18790 58 Avenue, Surrey, BC, V3S1M6. We are located two blocks north of Number 10 Highway on 188 Street. We also have a church in Victoria, 733 Van Alman Avenue, Sundays 10:30 and 6. Our website again is www.ltbs.ca. Remember to join us here again on the station, Monday to Friday, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. as we let the Bible speak.